You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now it's time to check in with Jess Beale from Vocalize and get the latest roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. It is so nice to have you back again, Jess, and chatting about all the wonderful things coming up.
Oh, thanks, Paulina. Thanks for having me back. And I'm looking forward to sharing some more of these wonderful audio-described events with you and everyone.
Well, we are actually starting with a really interesting adaptation. It's a classic from 1930s, which I think originally starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, that's right. Starting from a film, but now a stage production. So it's Top Hat, the romantic musical, and this is at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre in London. The audio described performance is Wednesday, the 17th of December, and it's at 2 o'clock. And you can get tickets from £27 for this lovely musical full of romance, witty dialogue, lovely sets, gorgeous costumes, just a beautiful musical. Includes some beautiful songs from Irving Berlin as well. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing for you as much as I'd love to, including songs such as Cheek to Cheek and Let's Face the Music and Dance. It's a wonderful musical, as I say, adapted now onto the stage from the film, which did star Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and it lasts for about 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval. And there's also another performance in January, so if you miss this one, you can see it also on Thursday, the 8th of January at 7 o'clock.
Brilliant. Sounds fantastic. I love an old movie adaptation. And obviously it's December, so I think you're throwing in a bit of festive cheer here with a very beautiful ballet.
Indeed, I couldn't resist. I've tried to not be totally festive this time around, but English National Ballet are performing the Nutcracker at the London Coliseum, and it's one of my favourites, so I thought I'd throw it in for some festive cheer for everyone. This is on Saturday the 20th of December and it's at 2:30, and there's a touch tour beforehand that's at 12:30. The tickets are from £15 for this beautiful ballet as you join Clara on a fantastical adventure on Christmas Eve in Edwardian London. Embark on this journey of delight and wonder as you follow Clara. She travels to the land of sweets and delights where the Sugar Plum Fairy is waiting for her. There's exquisite dances and, of course, spectacular sets and costumes to enjoy at the ballet, the Nutcracker. The English National Ballet Philharmonic will be performing Tchaikovsky's iconic score live as well. Beautiful performance at the London Coliseum, which lasts for about 2 hours, including a 20-minute interval.
And I feel like if there's a production to really take advantage of that touch tour would be this one, because as you said, the costumes are just going to be absolutely fantastic. And I imagine you'll get a chance to maybe feel them a little bit or learn a little bit more about them before.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the costumes are just beautiful, and they should also explain some of the dance moves that are involved in the performance as well. And you never know, you might get to meet some of the dancers. So definitely one. A festive performance for everyone is just beautiful.
And speaking of a performance for everyone, we now have a show that's perfect for the entire family.
Yeah, we are indeed. We've got The Hare and the Tortoise, which is at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. So yes, as you say, for all the family, it's perfect for ages 3 and up for everyone to go and enjoy this performance. It is on Monday the 22nd of December at 2 o'clock. The tickets are £17. We follow the race through the seasons from sunny spring to the frosty winter. There's live music, unforgettable songs, and some delightful characters, as I say, for all the family. Don't miss a joyful tale of friendship, music, and of course, one very famous race. I wonder who's going to win, the hare or the tortoise?
I feel like if there's one to take the kids to really learn a very important lesson, this is the one. And now we're actually going to take a look at another musical, but I think this one can be a little bit more universal, especially if maybe someone in your life is a fan of the Kinks.
That's right. Yes, we've got the musical Sunny Afternoon for you. So this is at the Theatre Royal in Brighton. It's going to be on Tuesday the 23rd of December and it's at 7:30. With the tickets from £15, and it is a celebration of the raw energy, the passion and the sound of the Kinks. As one of Britain's most iconic bands, we hear their story through their incredible back catalogue of hits, including You Really Got Me, Lola and All Day and All of the Night. It's set against the backdrop of Britain on the cusp of the rebellious 60s. There's lots to enjoy. If you're a fan of the Kinks, you'll love Sunny Afternoon at Brighton. Audio description at Brighton is delivered through an app called Mobile Connect. So you need to go onto either Apple or Android to download the Sennheiser Mobile Connect app and make sure your phone is fully charged so that you can enjoy the audio description throughout the performance. You'll need to connect to the Wi-Fi at the theatre, but the staff there will be able to help you with all that. So it is just the normal audio described performance for Sunny Afternoon in Brighton. So enjoy the show.
Brilliant. It sounds so good. And I think our final item for today, and I guess you can't really talk about theatre without a bit of Shakespeare.
Indeed, you can't, and a chance to discover the magic of Shakespeare with A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's in the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse, just next to the Globe Theatre in London, a beautiful candlelit venue for A Midsummer Night's Dream on Wednesday, the 31st of December at 2 o'clock. Touch tour for this one is at 12 o'clock, and the tickets are from £35 up to £80. The play lasts approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. And in this version of A Midsummer Night's Dream, four young lovers escape to the forest between the city walls to escape a society ruled by tyrannic law. But they don't realise that the world of the woods has been unsettled by a fierce battle between the fairy king and queen over the ownership of a lost, stolen child. So it's a darker version of A Midsummer Night's Dream than we normally expect, but still full of lots of emotion and definitely well worth going to see this one at the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse on the 31st of December. But there's another performance as well on Friday, the 9th of January at 7:30. So two opportunities to go and see A Midsummer Night's Dream and enjoy some Shakespeare.
So we had such a lovely selection of suggestions for some really well-described events. And Jess, if we wanted to find out more, where can we go?
Oh, we'll go over to our website. So that's vocalise.co.uk, and you can find all the details for these shows and lots, lots more, all the booking details, and then the introductory notes. You can listen to those there as well. You can also see us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and of course, email us. We're inquiries@vocalise.co.uk for any queries or just to give us any comments or feedback. It's always great to hear from you.
Fantastic. Well, Jess Beale from Vocalize, thank you so much for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Paulina. Thanks to everyone, and I'll be back again sometime soon.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.